The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You've heard that it was said, 'An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth.' But I say to you, offer no resistance to one who is evil. When someone strikes you on your right cheek, turn the other one to him as well. If anyone wants to go to law with you over your tunic, hand him your cloak as well. Should anyone press you into service for 1 mile, go with him for 2 miles. Give to the one who asks of you, and do not turn your back on one who wants to borrow." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. So a little thought for you for here for the day. You realize, of course, that very few people listen to sermons anymore, which makes you a very select group, okay, with a heavy responsibility that falls on your head. What you want to do when you come in here is you want to fuel up. You want to fuel up on the Word of God that He shares with you, and on the grace that comes from the Eucharist, and you want to go out those doors and you want to preach with your life a sermon in flesh and blood, because even though not everybody listens to homilies anymore, everybody listens to witnesses. Everybody does. And that's what we're all called to be. Okay? And Jesus, he gives us one of the most powerful witnesses of all, and we want to strive to live up to this. So a question for you here this morning. When a friend or a family member provokes you, maybe they resurrect an old argument, maybe they provoke bitterness with deliberate malice, what do you do? Well, you know your strong temptation is to reply just as hard or hit them back twice as much as they've hurt you. You want to reply just as badly. Maybe you're going to reply verbally, maybe it's going to be passive-aggressive response. Or maybe you're tempted to respond physically. I mean, there is a reason why there's something in this world known as a barroom brawl. Right? Sometimes you just want to punch right back. Well, here's what we want to realize today. We want to realize that that does no good. I know you feel like it, but we've got to pray ourselves past what we feel like. We want to realize that does no good at all. It gives a temporary release, don't get me wrong. But it's like drinking salt water. It leaves you worse off than you were before. Retaliating like for like never reconciled a relationship. It never made anything better. The only thing it ever does is it leaves you locked into an impasse of animosity. And here Jesus shows the only way out. There is no other way. It's the only way out. It's a way of self-forgetfulness and sacrificial love. Here's what I ask you to consider today. A little theological point that you can take to the bank. Only God is infinite. Only love is infinite, and only truth is infinite. That means that evil is not infinite. Evil is finite, and it can be made to exhaust itself. And that's our tactic. That's what our Lord tells us here. When someone strikes you on one cheek, turn and offer him the other one as well. That's because once he's struck you on the other one, there's no place left to strike. If someone wants to go to law with you over your tunic, hand him your cloak as well. That's because there's going to be nothing for him left to take. If someone wants to press you into service for 1 mile, go with him for 2 miles. Because maybe after that second mile, he'll be just as exhausted as you are. And then you'll have a chance to break through with the witness of your goodness. Evil exhausts itself. And there's one witness, more powerful than any sermon, one witness that is able to break through and heal a broken relationship. And that is the witness of self-forgetfulness. It invites the other person to consider the objective goodness of who you are and what you're trying to say. It's the only way out of the escalating cycle of attack for attack and eye for an eye and tooth for a tooth. It's very hard to do. And that's why I began by saying, that's why we're here. You can't do this on your own. You can't resolve and steel your jaw and clench your fists and decide that you're just going to be strong enough. Can't do it any more than you can flap your arms and fly to the moon. That's why we want to return to the Lord with prayer every day, and there's no place better to do that than right here. You know, St. Paul tells us the day is now, the time is upon us. And the older we get, the more we realize how true that is. You know, yesterday I was looking at a paper from something that I did 6 years ago, and it felt like I did it last year. I mean, the sun is setting on all of our lives, and we don't have any time to waste. That's why we want to pray, to ask our Lord to make us strong with his strength, with self-forgetfulness and self-sacrifice, to add healing and not bitterness, and to add one more stone to the building of God's kingdom. Amen.